This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
But dill pickle, it's my favorite.
You gotta get more creative than that, though. I just went to a party all about pickles and everything. There was pickle popcorn, pickle trail mix, pickle hummus, pickle popsicle, Kool-Aid pickle, cotton candy.
Do you ever feel like people need more hobbies?
Thanks for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Oh, we did it!
Why did we do it that way?
I don't know. I just wanted to see if we could.
I don't like any of this.
It probably sounded terrible, but thanks for being here.
The eclipse is happening Monday. If you're listening before the end of the world is happening, April 8th. If you're listening after, how is the apocalypse going?
Right? And how are your eyeballs? Did you look at the sun?
Yeah. And if we're not there yet, don't look at the sun. Yeah. Wear sunglasses.
Don't do that.
Or like the protective, not just sunglasses, like the welder's mask one. Mm-hmm. And again, if we're after the eclipse, then hopefully retrospect, you did that. But otherwise, you can always listen despite what your eyes are.
Oh, no.
If your eyes aren't working, I'm making this way awkward, so I'm done talking
worse.
Now.
Enjoy the eclipse on Monday.
Or hope you enjoyed the eclipse. Okay, here's the show.
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Do you have to?
Barely.
Okay.
Okay, so a zoo in China has said once and for all, no, our sun bear is not a person in a bear suit.
It's they had
just
to explain
a bear.
It?
Yes.
Have you seen these photos?
Yeah. There's video circulating the interwebs. It looks like a person in a bear suit. This bear is so unbelievably a bear.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a human in a suit.
And so we're trusting the zoo that it is, in fact, a bear.
Yes. They say, of course, a human couldn't survive in this heat in a bear suit that long.
Okay.
But this looks weird. You would second guess yourself staring at it. You say, that is, in fact, a human.
But that's the problem about sun bears, is sun bears look like the store brand version of themselves. Like the knockoff version.
We're going to the zoo. We're going to see a great value bear.
That's exactly what it looks like. Google it. You'll be like, okay, I see what they're getting
at.
They're so bad at being themselves that they're barely
bear.
Believable that they're a bear.
They're fine just the way they are, okay?
And can you read? Oh. Yeah, it's big red letters today, okay. So you can't miss it.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
Snack tips with Josh.
Yes.
Just don't.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay. First, though, I want you to share your favorite Little Debbie snack.
Ooh.
What is it?
Cosmic brownies.
No.
I'm wrong about my favorite
snack.
No,
I didn't
snack.
Say you're wrong. I just said no.
Okay. Chad, what's your honey bun?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right one.
Here's what
right
mine are oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, those
also,
are so good.
Also, yes.
But so, why is mine wrong?
Little Debbie is coming out with a line of candles.
Okay.
In the scent of your favorite treats.
Ooh.
Cosmic brownie's not on the list.
Oh.
However,
they just kind of smell like sugar.
Yeah, oatmeal cream pie on the list. Honey buns on the list. Chad, fist bump. We got it.
Yes.
Boom.
How?
That feels dangerous. Like it's just going to make me hungry all the time.
Can you imagine though, walking home and walking into like turn on your warmer and then all of a sudden or just light the candle because we have warmers here at the office and fire hazard anyway. So you've got the smell of Nutty Buddies.
No.
No, it's the smell of strawberry shortcake rolls.
This is so dangerous. No.
Yeah. The smell of zebra cakes.
I'm already hungry just talking about
it. The smell of fudge rounds.
Listen,
the smell of pumpkin delights.
I've never been tempted to eat a candle before.
Yeah.
But here we are.
That's what, again, what was the snack tip? The first thing you read.
Just don't.
That's the tip
just
today.
Don't.
It's a candle, man. Stop it.
I'm snacking.
I'm gonna learn today.
Stuff you didn't know yesterday can make you a little smarter around the watering hole at the office today, or just wow your kids or your spouse or anyone else you come across on the street. That one will be awkward, but anyway, it's up to you. So, Australia is wider than the moon.
Interesting.
Do we know this to be a fact? Have we gotten a tape measure out and like walked it out?
We went to the moon.
Did we though?
Ooh, and there lies the tension.
Did we
not
though?
Prepared for that conversation this morning?
You'll learn today. I'll take it from here.
Next, the Eiffel Tower is taller in the summer.
Is it though? I'm sorry, I'm done.
When the iron heats up, the tower can be up to 6 inches taller.
Wow!
Because of thermal expansion.
Huh.
just terrifying to think that that thing is just teetering.
I'm stretching during the summer and it's winter. I'm cold.
Every once in a while, I stretch and I fall over.
Right. Two iconic Muppets got their names from a Christmas movie. The Sesame Street duo Bert and Ernie were named after the Bert police officer and Ernie taxi driver in It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
I've never seen it.
And I don't really like Sesame Street.
I've seen all of those.
I've seen like maybe one.
Near far. That's Grover. It's not either of those guys, but whatever. All right. Next, Switzerland has outlawed the owning of just one guinea pig. Guinea pigs are such social creatures. Owning only one could cause it distress, and so it's illegal.
Switzerland says, don't do it, please.
Right. It's so funny. In the world stage, Switzerland is literally neutral. But with guinea pigs, they have drawn the line.
We said no.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life.
Like the voice actors?
The voice actors.
Really?
Got married in 1991. Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor.
Well, that's cute.
Aw.
That's adorable.
It's kind of freaky if you ask me, but whatever.
As it turns out, there's really bad news for bad news.
What?
And that's really good news.
I say it was a math problem. Two negatives equal a positive. Yeah. Bad news for bad news is good news.
Yeah, the bad news for bad news is that it doesn't really have any long-lasting power. Mm. If you're like me, you get sidetracked a little bit about what's happening in the world at all times. Even if it's the most peaceful, calm time, you're always like, what's that shadow mean? What's that? That's a cloud's rain cloud, but that's good for the ground, but what's that mean? And so it's easy to kind of lose focus on what's really important in life. But there's a lot of seemingly bad news now. And I think part of that is from social media. It's kind of like elevating and highlighting the bad news all the time as it happens. And let's be honest, friction finds its way to the top. People find something bad and they're like, oh, look at this thing. And I look at that thing and I go, oh no, run away. But the bad news for bad news actually comes out of the Bible. Psalm 112, 6 and 7 says, those who are righteous, and just to be clear, it's the righteous person is someone who's not perfect, but they follow after God and they try to make his ways their ways. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. Mm. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. My perspective on bad news, when I'm not keeping my focus on God, it can be a big deal. But the end of the story is already known. The bad news for bad news is that bad news loses.
Is that what I think it is? Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Can you hand me those matches, please?
No, I will not. Do not play with fire, kids.
Speaking Next. Of, Lunchables is debuting a brand new line of Lunchables, essentially.
Lunchables are the best thing, even the small ones. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like you have some kind of connection to luxury. Yeah.
We only could have them on special occasions.
See,
as kids.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they're a little pricey.
I am serious when I say this. I don't think I had one in my childhood.
Well, you were homeschooled. That's lunch fair. Was always in the fridge.
Have you had one in your grown-up life?
A few times, but literally, I had to have four. It was not enough.
I'm going to stock the river fridge. Yeah. It's worth it. The pizza ones. Oh,
those
are,
that's the way.
Well, the new line they're rolling out is in partnership with Kraft.
Okay.
Heinz, they're rolling out a grilled cheese sandwich.
What?
Dubbed the grilled cheesies.
But it'll be cold.
No, it will not.
How do you do that?
They also bring, they give you a book of matches.
stop that.
They give you a little cast iron.
You get a mini cast iron pan? That'd be amazing.
Mommy, what's propane? I don't know.
No.
Apparently, Hannah's not the only one who enjoys a good pickle. I mean, I enjoy a nice dill pickle. Sweet pickles, you can throw them out the window, but dill pickle, it's my favorite.
You gotta get more creative than that, though. I just went to a party all about pickles and everything. There was pickle popcorn, pickle trail mix, pickle hummus, pickle popsicle, Kool-Aid pickle, cotton candy pickle.
Do you ever feel like people need more hobbies?
Well, speaking of which, all right, so Chad, we're going to out you. All right, winding the clock back a little bit here. Just a few mere days ago, Hannah, you were talking about
pickles.
In specifically, a party of pickles.
Yes.
That you were going to over the weekend.
It was all about trying different foods infused with pickles.
As we do, this is America. So, I have questions. Christy's on the phone. Christy has questions. So, Hannah, out with it.
Christy, I tried the pickle cotton candy.
Yes.
It was awful. It was so bad.
I like pickles to begin with, and when you said cotton candy pickle, I went bleh.
It was so bad. Like, it was interesting because usually you take a bite of something and think, oh, that's not bad, and then the aftertaste is terrible.
Yeah,
it was the other way. Your first bite was disgusting, and then the after bite, you're like the lingering, you're like, okay, maybe it wasn't the worst, but still not something you want to keep going back to.
If you've got to think that hard about it,
yeah,
no thanks, we'll move on.
Yeah, so pickle cotton candy is out. Pickle pizza, though, in.
Oh, yeah.
Pickle trail mix, in.
Nice.
Pickle popsicle, in.
Really?
Yes.
Is it just a frozen
no,
pickle?
It was a pickle lemonade popsicle.
Okay.
It was in pickle popcorn. Great.
Yeah? Wow.
Great.
I got questions.
But that pickle cotton candy that I know probably goes against everything you stand for, Christy, as a cotton candy connoisseur, was that was a no-go.
Yeah, you don't put vegetables with sugar.
Let alone pickled vegetables.
Yeah, right. You need more brine in your life. Hannah, grab that. If you would, please be a friend and read that.
Snack tips with Josh. You do you.
Yes, please. Okay. Today, I have not necessarily a tip.
Okay.
You provide the tip.
Okay.
I found online somebody admitted that their snack treat of choice is salad croutons from the bag. And you mentioned earlier, Hannah, that's too much garlic. That's the reason. They're like little garlic bread bites.
No.
I think that's why people would do
too
it.
Too potent, too powerful.
But so great. Chad, you can eat it an interesting way, or maybe it is an interesting thing. What's your snack oddity?
I really enjoy French fries and milkshakes.
That's not odd. That's an American right.
When you eat it as fast as I do, maybe it is odd.
Hannah, do you have anything that actually answers the question?
It's the way I eat. I have a box of cereal, and it never actually makes it into the bowl with milk. I sit in the corner of my sectional couch, and I put my hand in, and I eat it in handfuls, and it's gets everywhere.
I bet
and
your
I'm
dog a little, loves that.
Yeah, I'm a little gremlin in the corner eating my cereal.
I feel like me and the milkshake and the fries more odd.
No,
than,
it is not.
Than just eating cereal dry. Wow, risk taker, Hannah.
Why are you trying to one up me on being odd?
I don't know. I was homeschooled. It's my thing.
This is fun.
You can have that.
I wasn't intended to have this, but let them fight and go.
There are no winners here.
You literally just gave me a punch sound effect that
I
said.
It was what a pee even in is? The beginning. It was a pee. Like, pow.
So many questions. How early did we get up?
Yeah, it's radio. All they got was the pow. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Elizabeth, help. You've got one?
I do. Okay, it's really odd.
Okay.
So, as a kid, I really liked chocolate chip bagels with smoked salmon cream cheese.
Oh,
I need to leave.
Smoked salmon cream cheese is a thing?
Yes.
I know that people eat bagels with cream cheese and salmon, but then you're also, it's already pre-mixed cream cheese, and then you add a chocolate chip bagel.
Yes.
How did you come up with this
I'm
combo?
I'm sorry, Josh has left the chat. Like,
So my parents used to buy Einstein bagels, and we used to do chocolate chip bagels with strawberry cream cheese.
Yes.
And one morning we were out of strawberry cream cheese, but we only had smoked salmon. So being our 10-year-old selves, we were like, great. together.
Now, in your adult life, how recently have you done this?
It's been a long time, but I still would.
Like, if we had a Hershey's truck, a Chicken of the Sea truck, and a Philadelphia cream cheese truck, and they all had an accident, this would be the best day of your life.
Maybe.
Turns out you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay.
I would like to introduce you to the old dog. Hi.
Oh, well, at least you have self-awareness.
That's right.
That's rough.
Woof. All right, so I was chatting with my youngest, Clay, on the way home yesterday. He's in Spanish. He was talking about his homework, and he's got something called Aventura. And that's what they call their homework. It's a thing he has to do. So I'm goofing off, playing around with the word or whatever, and I stumbled upon something. Something you need for Spanish that I've never been able to do in my entire life, despite having 3 years of Spanish education in high school.
Okay.
Okay.
Aventura.
Have you never been able to roll your tongue before?
Somehow, I learned how to roll my R's.
You just learned how to roll your R's.
I was goofing around, and I'm like, Aventura.
You're so excited.
It was the best. Aventura. Like, this is the river.
Can you... Wait, you're doing it without saying that word?
Yeah.
Let me hear it again.
With the
different word.
The river.
Wow.
Uplifting and encouraging.
Look at you go.
This is amazing. I love so much that you learned to do it, but now could you stop it?
Yeah.
Hey, Toro. Toro, I'm a bullfighter.
Like, wow.
Puerto Rico.
I'm happy for you, but it can stop.
No, it's okay. Puerto Rico.
No.
God made me bilingual.
Good news. We can quit our jobs, guys, and we can just go into early retirement.
I like my job.
Yeah, but this job is way better. Break out your passports because we're heading to Romania.
Romania? Oh. Why?
Romania, because they have just oodles of undiscovered coins dating back more than 500 years.
Really?
If they haven't been discovered, yeah. how do we know they're
there? Well, they discovered some of them. Specifically, Raul found 5,000 coins dating back more than 500 years.
Wow.
He was just digging a hole in the countryside.
I'm trying to think of like the exchange rate of ancient Romanian coins, and I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Yes.
But let's just say, for example, that each of those was worth a buck. He just made $5,000. And
that's
they gotta be worth more than that.
You would
assume. I mean, that's an ancient find.
500 years.
Yeah.
Like, there are some pennies from the United States worth millions of dollars.
Right.
So these coins that are just sprinkled across the countryside in Romania, they have to be, it's just a retirement factory. We could go there, retire now.
Right. Like, what are they worth, though? Do they, like, what is it?
That's a solid question.
Thank you.
They didn't say, but they did say that he was able to get a tank of gas and 24 eggs in the United States with it, so that's something.
Now, AI stands for artificial intelligence.
Yes.
You may know somebody that you're like, I'm pretty sure they're AI. Okay, that was mean. I'm so sorry. All that to say, AI is everywhere. And recently, I'm pretty sure I had an interaction with AI on the LinkedIn platform to where it was just interacting and chatting like it was a real person. I even asked at one point because I got suspicious, are you AI? They said no, which is exactly what you would expect AI to say.
Right.
That it wasn't a chatbot. Of course not. I don't know if there's some ethics that they have to follow, but it was definitely mind-blowing, and I'm pretty sure it was AI. And so I just wanted to just take a second to promise you that you will never hear anything on this radio station that is an artificial robot. That was weird. An artificial robot or any kind of fake intelligence.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. Definitely not a fake voice, because that would be just suspicious to have that happen. But okay, bye.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is time. Tweets of the week.
Ooh.
From Trey. This is summer edition, by the way. Trey said, took the kids swimming and there were loads of people there. My 5-year-old squeezed my hand and said, Daddy, I don't do busy.
Oh.
And honestly, I've never related to him more.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, not same, my same. Vibe.
Abby wrote, you can always count on me to bring my patented recipe of bag of ice to your summer cookout.
Wow, I actually need her to come because we never have ice.
Exactly.
Are we best friends?
It is a needed thing.
Yeah.
Carissa, instructor, welcome to our summer parenting instruction series. Today we learn how to apply sunscreen to your child. First, everyone grab an angry raccoon.
Wow, they're starting small. Great, I love it.
Perfect. From Erica, Shark Week is actually the same. You'll like this, Chet. Shark Week is actually the safest time to go on the beach because all the sharks are busy being on TV.
Yep. Get in the water really quickly, get out.
They're booked. Their schedules are full. And last, tweets of the week, summer edition. Why can't mosquitoes suck out my fat instead?
In theory, it seems so easy. Talking to God. But in reality, creating a deep and intentional prayer life can be really hard.
Harder than we feel like it should be, yeah.
Yeah, it takes some practice because it's just so easy to get distracted when you go to pray. There's so many different things on your mind and you're like, what do I even say?
100%, yep.
It's that conversation can be hard to get into the swing of things. And so I found this hint and tip of how to cultivate a rich and deep prayer life.
Okay. Why are you talking like that?
Because it felt right as a professor and educator of things. I don't know.
Good enough.
The hint and tip is tacos.
I've had some tacos that like gave me some pressure on my tummy and I had to pray a lot better. Is that where we're getting at? We're just like,
help me. Yeah, if you
I
eat
will never
the,
eat tacos
the bad
again,
taco. No, it's a method of praying that helps you walk through a prayer. So if you walk through each letter of the word tacos,
okay.
When you start your prayer, you start with T, Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
So which means
good.
Thank
start
God.
With thanking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank him for the things he's doing and has done in your life. Start there. T for taco. Then you go to A, and it's adoration, which really just means like call out God for who he is. God, you are a provider, you are a comforter, you are a friend.
Thank you for love. Well, that's the thankfulness part.
And so then,
it's more
being in awe of him. So T-A, get the T-A in tacos. C is confession. So just saying the things you're working on in your life, things you need help with, things you need forgiveness for.
We don't do that nearly enough. We gotta say those things out loud.
So we're at Thanksgiving, adoration, confession, and our tacos here. O is for others, praying for others.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to start to have that involved for your family, your friends, for those in your community. And finally, S, the topping is for self. So things, the requests that you want to bring to God. So as you're thinking about your prayer life and trying to cultivate a intentional one, think about tacos.
So what I'm hearing is every day could be Taco Tuesday.
Every day could be about tacos, yes.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. That happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate the show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And yeah, it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.